Indigenous Community Volunteers, or ICV, is a not-for-profit and non-government organisation that links skilled volunteers with Indigenous communities. Communications and Media Officer for ICV, Tim Lahar, says it's part of ICV's core principles that they only go into communities at their invitation. Tim told me how a project gets off the ground.
Communities come to us and say, we'd like a volunteer that can help us meet this skills need in our community. A lot of the skills requests we get, especially along the Eastern Seaboard, are usually around corporate governance. Submission writing and report writing are actually very much in demand, as well as bookkeeping skills, office skills and MYAB as well. When we look to Central Australia and Northern Australia as well, a lot of those skills are also in demand, but then we also get a lot of requests for volunteers from the trades, so carpentry, building skills, plumbing, whatever really. The skills that are requested by communities are limited only by the aspirations and the goals that the communities themselves have.
Lisa Rodden is an office worker in Sydney. She wanted to do some volunteer work, browsed the net and found ICV. A short time later, she found herself in the Great Sandy Desert in the remote Indigenous community of Bulgor in Western Australia, showing the locals how to paint on silk. I asked Lisa how the experience compares to her office work in Sydney.
It's a lot more rewarding at the start. And the cultural learning for me and the artistic experience as well. Some of the works that are coming out are just amazing. And the spirit of the people, you know, it's a lot more grounding, I think.
How does the culture and the spirit of the people inform the work that they're doing with these paintings?
It's quite varied. I've got some experienced artists that are coming to the classes, and so theirs is a lot about the stories and dream time, things like that. Some of the younger ones who aren't as experienced are not doing the stories so much, but that's all a learning process. So, yeah, it's quite broad. You know, we've really got some people who've never painted before and some who are very experienced.
Gracie Mosquito is a Wirriminu community member in Bulgor. She's been working on the silk paintings with Lisa. I asked her what kind of paintings she's doing.
All kinds of painting. Painting scarves. We're making scarves to sell.
Yep.
And next week we're going to have a little exhibition here in Bulgor.
ICV volunteer Lisa told me one of the local teachers at the Adult Education Centre in Bulgor suggested they put on the exhibition.
It's just a local thing, just to sort of get some exposure amongst the community and try and maybe encourage people to continue, because what we're trying to do now is set it up as a permanent class within the Adult Ed Centre after I leave.
Okay.
My stint is only 3 weeks, but a lot of the women have said that they'd like to continue doing it. So the idea was that I come in, I show how to do the silk painting and also look at setting up the foundation so that they can actually continue it and then potentially have a business of selling the scarves down the track.
So a nice legacy for you to leave behind when you go back to your office job in Sydney.
it's nice to think that, but yeah, I don't think I've only got 3 weeks, so it's much bigger than that and it's going to be a lot longer, and there's going to be a lot of people who will be involved with the process. So, yeah, I certainly can't claim that.
This isn't the first time Gracie has been involved in a project with an ICV volunteer. Last year, the women in Bulgor were looking for a volunteer to show them how to knit. ICV project officer Nina Boydell was happy to help. I asked Gracie why the local women wanted to learn how to knit.
Because we want to make beanies for our little ones and for ourselves to keep us warm in winter.
None of you knew how to knit before Nina came?
Yeah, no, we never knit when she came.
How long did it take you and the other women to learn how to knit?
Nina Bodell, she came here in March last year for several weeks. We came here to the Adult Education Centre. Yeah, we came every morning and afternoon.
I've seen the photos of the beanies. They look very colourful.
Yeah, make beanies, scarves and bake. Then we went to Alice Springs for Beanie Festival in June.
Did you sell a lot of your work?
Yeah.
So what happened with the money that you made from the beanies?
Maybe when we bought some wool, needles. We need more needles and wool.
Did you and the other women make the designs for the beanies?
Yeah, we pick the colours to make beanies. Yeah, it's colour of a traditional way.
Yeah.
Like we paint body paintings.
How did you and the women feel when you had made all your beanies?
It was happy.
And the children liked them too, hey?
Yeah, we made it for our little ones.
Tim Lahar from ICV has seen a lot of stories like Lisa and Nina and the women from Balgo.
There are so many other benefits that come from volunteering. We get a lot of volunteers who may not even know an Indigenous person who suddenly go and live in communities for weeks or months at a time and come out of that with a whole other knowledge. Our skills transfer goes both ways. There's lots of learning on both sides, and usually it results in friendships that last forever.